Fui Song's eyes closed slowly. The hand at his throat flopped across the sand and into the outer edge of the fire, where it started to sizzle. Mr. First's legs beat a tattoo on the sand just as the last of the eaters ran away, jumping tents and fires and racing for the canoes or shuttle or forest. Then the two skinny legs sticking out from under the prophet's body were reduced to spasms, and after a while they stopped moving altogether. None of their movements had succeeded in shifting Fui Song's huge body a centimetre. Hawser blew some sand off the clumsy-feeling pistol and moved upwind from the smell of the prophet's hand burning in the fire. He checked the gun, looking round the deserted stretch of beach, around the fires and tents. The canoes were being launched. Eaters were crowding into the culture shuttle. Hawser stretched his aching limbs, looked at his bare-boned finger, then shrugged, put the gun under one armpit, put his good hand round the set of bones, pulled and twisted. His useless bones snapped from their sockets and he threw them onto the fire. "Pain isn't real anyway," he told himself shakily, and started for the culture shuttle at a slow run. The eaters in the shuttle saw him coming straight toward them and started screaming again. They piled out. Some of them ran down the beach to wade out after the escaping canoes, others scattered into the forest. Hawser slowed down to let them go, then looked warily at the open doors of the culture craft. He could see seats inside, up the short ramp, and lights and a far bulkhead. He took a deep breath and walked up the gentle slope of ramp into the shuttle.
"Hello,"
said a crudely synthesized voice. Hawser looked around. The shuttle looked pretty well used and old. It was culture, he was fairly certain of that, but it wasn't as neat and spanking new as the culture liked its products to look.
"Why are those people so frightened of you?"
Hawser was still looking round, wondering where and what to address. "I'm not sure," he said, shrugging. He was naked and still holding the gun, with only a couple of strips of flesh on one finger, though the bleeding had quickly stopped. He thought he must look a threatening figure anyway, but maybe the shuttle couldn't tell that. "Where are you? What are you?" he said, deciding to feign ignorance. He looked around in a very obvious manner, hamming up a display of looking forward through a door in the bulkhead to a control area forward.
"I'm the shuttle. It's Brain. How do you do?"
"Fine," Hawser said. "Just fine. How are you?"
"Very well, considering, thank you. I haven't been bored at all. But it is nice to have somebody to talk to at last. You speak very good Moraine. Where did you learn?"
I did a course in it," Hawser said. He did some more looking around. "Look, I don't know where to look when I talk to you. Where should I look, huh?"
"Ha ha," the shuttle laughed. "I suppose you'd best look up here, forward, toward the bulkhead."
Hawser did so.
"See that little round thing right in the middle near the ceiling? That's one of my eyes."
"Oh," Hawser said. He waved and smiled. "Hi, my name's Orab."
"Hello, Orab. I'm Tsiltsir. Actually, that's only part of my name designation, but you can call me that. What was happening out there? I haven't been watching the people I'm here to rescue. I was told not to in case I got upset. But I did hear people screaming when they came near, and they seemed frightened when they came inside me. Then they saw you and ran away. What is that you're holding? Is it a gun? I'll have to ask you to put that away for safekeeping. I'm here to rescue people who want to be rescued when the orbital is destructed, and we can't have dangerous weapons on board in case somebody gets hurt, can we? Is that finger hurt? I have a very good med kit on board. Would you like to use it, Orab?"
Yes, that might be an idea."
"Good. It's on the inward side of the doorway through to my front compartment on the left."
Hawser started walking past the rows of seats toward the front of the shuttle. For all its age, the shuttle smelled of... he wasn't quite sure. All the synthetic materials it was made from, he supposed. After the natural but god-awful odours of the last day, Hawser found the shuttle much more pleasant, even if it was culture and therefore belonged to the enemy. Hawser touched the gun he was carrying as though doing something to it. "Just putting the safety catch on," he told the eye in the ceiling. "Don't want it to go off, but those people out there were trying to kill me earlier, and I feel safer with it in my hand. Know what I mean?"
"Well, not exactly, Orab," the shuttle said, "but I think I can understand. But you'll have to give the gun to me before we take off."
"Oh, sure, as soon as you close those rear doors." Hawser was in the doorway between the main compartment and the smaller control area now. It was, in fact, a very short corridor, less than 2 meters long, with open doors to each compartment. Hawser looked round quickly, but he couldn't see another eye. He watched a large flap open at about hip level to reveal a comprehensive medical kit.
"Well, Orab, I'd close those doors to make you feel a bit safer if I could, but you see, I'm here to rescue people who want to be rescued when the time comes to destruct the orbital, and I can't close those doors until just before I leave, so that everybody who wants to can get on board. Actually, I can't really understand why anybody wouldn't want to escape, but they told me not to get worried if some people stayed behind. But I must say, I think that would be kind of silly, don't you, Arab?"
Hawser was rummaging through the medkit before looking above it at other outlines of doors set in the wall of the short corridor. He said,
"Huh? Yeah, that would be.
When is the place due to blow, anyway?" He poked his head round the corner into the control compartment or flight deck, looking up at another eye set in the corresponding position to the one in the main compartment, but looking forward from the other side of the thick wall between the two. Hawser grinned and gave a little wave, then ducked back.
"Hi," the shuttle laughed. "Well, Arab, I'm afraid that we're going to be forced to destruct the orbital in 43 standard hours, unless, of course, the adherents see sense and are reasonable and withdraw their threat to use Vavatch as a warbase."
"Oh," Hawser said. He was looking at one of the door outlines above the opened one the medkit was protruding from. As far as he could guess, those two eyes were back to back, separated by the thickness of the wall between the two compartments. Unless there was a mirror he couldn't see, he was invisible to the shuttle while he remained in the short corridor. He looked back, out through the open rear doors. The only movement came from the tops of some distant trees and the smoke from the fires. He checked the gun. The projectiles seemed to be hidden in some sort of magazine, but a little circular indicator with a sweep hand indicated either one bullet left or one expended out of 12.
"Yes," the shuttle said. "It's very sad, of course, but these things are necessary in wartime, I suppose. Not that I pretend to understand it at all. I'm just a humble shuttle, after all. I'd actually been given away as a present to one of the megaships because I was too old-fashioned and crude for the culture, you know. I thought they could have upgraded me, but they didn't. They just gave me away. Anyway, they need me now, I'm happy to say. We have quite a job on our hands, you know, getting everybody who wants to get off away from Vavatch. I'll be sorry to see it go. I've had some happy times here, believe me. But that's just the way things go, I suppose. How's that finger going, by the way? Want me to have a look at it? Bring the medkit stuff round into one of the two compartments, so I can take a look. I might be able to help, you know. Oh, are you touching one of the other lockers in that corridor?"
Hawser was trying to lever open the door nearest the roof by using the barrel of the gun.
"No," he said, heaving away at it. "I'm nowhere near it."
"That's odd. I'm sure I can feel something. Are you sure?"
"Of course I'm sure," Hawser said, putting all his weight behind the gun.
The door gave way, revealing tubes, fibre runs, metal bottles and various other unrecognisable bits of machinery, electrics, optics and field units.
"Ouch," said the shuttle.
"Hey," Hawser shouted, "it just blew open. There's something on fire in there."
He raised the gun, holding it in both hands. He sighted carefully.
"About there." "Fire?" yelped the shuttle. "But that's not possible."
"You think I can't tell smoke when I see it, you crazy goddamn machine?" Hawser yelled.
He pulled the trigger. The gun exploded, throwing his hands up and him back. The noise of the shuttle's exclamation was covered by the crack and bang of the bullet hitting inside and exploding. Hawser covered his face with his arm.
"I'm blind!" wailed the shuttle.
Now smoke really was pouring from the compartment Hawser had opened. He staggered into the control compartment.
"You're on fire in here too," he yelled. "There's smoke coming out everywhere."
"What? But that can't be."
"You're on fire. I don't know how you can't feel it or smell it. You're burning."
"I don't trust you," the machine yelled. "Put that gun away or..."
"You've got to trust me," Hawser yelled,
looking all over the control area for where the shuttle's brain might be located. He could see screens and seats, readout screens, and even the place where manual controls might be hidden, but no indication of where the brain was.
"Smoke's pouring out everywhere," he repeated, trying to sound hysterical.
Here's an extinguisher. I'm turning mine on,"
the machine shouted. A wall unit spun round, and Hawser grabbed the bulky cylinder attached to the inside of the flap. He wrapped his four good fingers on his injured hand around the pistol grip. A hissing noise and a light vapour-like steam was appearing from various places in the compartment.
"Nothing's happening," Hawser screamed. "There's loads of black smoke and it's..."
He pretended to cough.
"It's getting thicker. Where is it coming from? Quickly!"
"Everywhere," Hawser yelled, glancing all round the control area. "From near your eye, under the seats, over the screens, under the screens, I can't see. Go on, I can smell smoke too now." Hawser looked at the slight smudge of grey filtering into the control area from the spluttering fire in the short corridor where he had shot the craft.
It's coming from those places and those info screens on either side of the end seats and just above the seats on the side walls where that bit juts out.
What? Screamed the shuttle brain.
On the left, facing forward?
Yes,
put that one out first,
the shuttle screeched. Hawser dropped the extinguisher and gripped the gun in both hands again, aiming it at the bulge in the wall over the left-hand seat. He pulled the trigger once, twice, three times. The gun blasted, shaking his whole body. Sparks and bits of flying debris flew from the holes the bullets were smashing in the casing of the machine.